Unseasonably warm temperatures and highly varying amounts of rain reported across portions of the Midwest during the course of the weekend. The most significant rains were limited to east-central parts of Missouri, southwestern and some central sections of Illinois, and in portions of Ohio. These areas saw more than an inch of rain reported in random locations. It was not a general precipitation event by any means, and it looks as though as we go forward through this week, we're going to see some additional erratic precipitation distributions across some of these areas, and the need for greater precipitation will continue to be increasing. During the weekend, those specific rain totals across a fairly large part of the region ended up running mostly a few hundredths of an inch up to around 3 or 4 tenths of an inch. But again, there were those pockets of heavier rainfall, which did get into the 1 to 2 inch plus range. Another area that I didn't mention before was in a part of north central and southeastern Kentucky, where some 1 inch plus rain totals were noted as well. Highest temperatures over the weekend, of course, were very warm across the Midwest, with 70s and lower 80s being reported in a very large percentage of the region. And this was not just common to the Midwest, but common in all of the Great Plains, the Delta, and the southeastern states. In fact, there were very few crop areas east of the Rocky Mountains that were not involved with this kind of warmth. Normal temperatures this time of the year in the upper portions of the Midwest and northern plains should be in the 40s and 50s, and this is pretty far above average, obviously, and the need for more normal temperatures is certainly rising, not only because we're losing soil moisture due to the faster evaporation, but also because the risk of frost and freezes is still very high for this time of the year in those northern areas, and we don't want winter crops to get so far advanced that they are vulnerable to permanent crop damage. The forecast over this coming week will continue to perpetuate a slow-moving upper-level low-pressure system moving into the southwestern U.S. plains. This will occur tomorrow, and it will take through Thursday for the system to be ejected out of the hard red winter wheat areas. When it gets ejected, it's likely to move to the northeast, passing into the upper portions of the western corn belt, and the storm system will likely generate scattered showers and thunderstorms all along the route. Heavy rain will occur today and tomorrow, though, and across eastern Texas and parts of eastern Oklahoma, neighboring areas of Arkansas and Louisiana. Some of the region will end up with flooding amounts of moisture, with more than 5 or 6 inches of rain expected in some locations. Some severe weather will likely occur in this area as well. The upper-level low will lose much of its punch when it comes into the heart of the Midwest as we get into the second half of this week and the coming weekend. The precipitation that occurs across the region will certainly be welcome after all the warmth we've had over the past week, but it does look as though some of the rainfall will probably be a little bit on the light side. Any precipitation across the region will certainly be welcome. We'll look for anywhere from a couple tenths to around 3/4 of an inch occurring most often. There will be a few areas that get heavier rains, especially in Missouri, parts of Iowa, and Kansas. These areas could easily get 1 to 2 inch rains as we move forward through this week, and some locally greater totals will be possible. The storm, though, like I said, will not be as impressive in the eastern Midwest. We're also watching the southeastern corner of the country rather closely. Rain totals in this region over the next 2 weeks is not likely to be very impressive. This will include parts of eastern Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, northern Florida, maybe even southern South Carolina. And it's not unusual for years in which La Nina is abating to have dryness in the southeast, and we are going to watch this real closely. Conditions right now are ideal for planting, but there may not be a lot of moisture for early season crop development if we trend in the dry weather mode for an extended period of time. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.